$100 billion data center just died at the edge of a Civil War battlefield, and it may be the loudest signal yet that Northern Virginia's Build Anywhere era is over. The Digital Gateway Complex, planned for roughly 2,000 acres near Manassas National Battlefield Park, collapsed after 5 years and sustained resident opposition. Goochland and Fluvanna have already moved to restrict new data center permits. Meanwhile, a state-funded study projects monthly energy bills could climb $14 to $37 by 2040, a number now live before the SCC as Dominion's fall rate case proceeds. Former Governors Wilder and Gilmore, a Democrat and a Republican, jointly called Governor Spanberger out of touch on the issue this week. When those two agree, it is worth noticing. On the ICE law, a federal judge in Richmond blocked the section that would have forced sheriffs to unwind their 287G agreements by September 1st. Counties like Prince William, Henrico, and Culpeper keep existing partnerships for now. The injunction rests on contracts clause grounds, not immigration policy, which gives it durability if Virginia appeals to the Fourth Circuit. Separately, at least 20 Virginia localities have ended or paused flock safety license plate reader contracts since July, from Christiansburg and Floyd County to Prince Edward. Lynchburg voted Thursday on whether to join them, and Saturday night at Lane Stadium, Virginia Tech hosts VMI at 7:30, James Franklin's coaching debut, the 80th meeting between the two schools, first since 1984. Sold out. ACC Network. Two ways to give back this weekend. In Northern Virginia, Friends of the Mount Vernon Trail is looking for volunteers to help care for the trail, a hands-on outdoor shift close to home. In Hampton Roads, Wetlands Watch needs volunteers in Norfolk from October 9th through 11th to document flooding during the 2026 King Tides. Useful science, open to anyone. For the full briefing, plus events, things to do in your neck of the woods, and ways to give back close to home, visit virginiathisweek.com.